يا ابن الحسن يا ابن الحسن أجرك الله في مصيبة جدك علي ابن موسى.
Heaven in grief.
In the name of God, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear listeners, welcome to the program Heaven in Grief. We express our condolences for the martyrdom of Imam Ar-Ridha alayhi salam. And today we're going to talk about Imam Ar-Ridha alayhi salam with the presence of Dr. Abbas Ali Shamli. Welcome to the program and salam alaikum.
Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. My salams to yourself, Mr. Namazi, and all brothers and sisters in faith who are listening to this program.
Thank you. Dr. Shamli, the word Raza, which is specific for Imam Ar-Ridha alayhi salam, has a lot of meanings.
Yeah.
I think there's a hadith from the Prophet which explains what Raza means. Would you elaborate on that hadith, please?
Inshallah. Thank you very much. I also myself, I express my condolences for the sad occasion of martyrdom of Imam Ali ibn Musa Ridha al-Murtada, Sultan al-Ard, our beloved 8th Imam for all Shia Imamis all over the world. Imam is entitled with this very great title, Ar-Ridha. Ar-Ridha in the Arabic terminology means satisfaction. When you are satisfied with something, with yourself, with life, with your parents, with your job, with your future, you are Radi, satisfied. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran in different verses explains, reveals that good faithful people come to this high level of dedication which is called position of satisfaction. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhu. Satisfaction is a mutual relationship between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The position of Ridha means you are happy and satisfied with what happens in your life. Of course, we need to be very careful not to attribute the result of our shortcomings and our faults to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah.
Sometimes we go by chance, we go by sudden, we go without any planning, without having program. Plan and program are two keys for success, for happiness, for satisfaction. So, number one, we need to be careful to use our ability cognitively, emotionally, and to consult with the people who are expert in different fields for the jobs, for the affairs, for the issues that we are dealing with. This is number one. But when you do your best, you have your planning, you have your program, you have your process of conduction, but sometimes you do not arrive at the purpose, at the target that you predicted. Don't worry, it's not the end of life. Life is providing you lessons. You realize that you made a mistake. You need to change the way. You need to change your mind. Okay? But satisfaction in terms of Imam Ali ibn Musa salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi is a mystical, religious understanding. The position of satisfaction is the highest level of dedication before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhu. Some people come to a point, come to a position that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with them. They are obedient. Wa radu anhu. And these people are also happy with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings in their life. Imam Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, in different steps of his movement in Karbala, was providing this fact, this principle. Ridha Allah, ridhana ahl al-bayt. Satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the scale, is the criterion for us. All movements all activities of us is based on what? Divine satisfaction. Before we enter to any activity, we look, is it based on satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala satisfied with us, with this activity, with this movement? Then we go through. If not, we withdraw. We have a very nice story from Imam Baqir salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi. Once Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari got sick, very sick in house. Imam visited him and said, how do you do? How do you feeling? كيف أصبحت? How do you do? Jabir said, Imam, I was with you for a long time, with Prophet Muhammad as a companion, with Ali ibn Abi Talib, with Hassan ibn Ali, with Hussein.
He had a long
with
life.
Ali ibn al-Hussein and with you. I have experienced 6 infallibles. And during this long, long time, I have realized, I have understood that good servant before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who come to the point of patience. Position of patience. Maqam al-sabr. Patience. Good dedicated servant is the one who comes to the point of al-sabr. Position of patience. Imam said, what do you mean by patience? Jabir said, by patience I mean I like sickness better than health. I like poverty better than wealth. And he started counting some, you know, negative aspects of life. Death better than life. You know, all these types of negative aspects. Sickness, poverty. Imam said, why? Jabir said, because good servant is the one who comes to the position of patience. Maqam al-sabr. Imam said, no, this is not the lifestyle of Ahlul Bayt. Lifestyle of Ahlul Bayt is based on divine satisfaction. Maqam al-rida, la maqam al-sabr. Position of satisfaction, not position of patience. And Jabir said, what do you mean by position of satisfaction? Imam said, a good servant before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is happy with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings for him or her. If wealth, you accept it. If poverty, you accept it. If sickness, you go through. If health, you go through. So look, you do your best. Don't go by chance. Don't go by sudden. You do your best. But whatever comes to your life with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be happy with that. And Imam Ali ibn Musa salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi was located at the position of al-rida. This is the highlighted characteristic of Imam. But historically, there are some other meanings. For example, the Abbasid Caliph called Imam Imam al-rida not because of his satisfaction before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is a highly degree of dedication before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They said, the movement of Abbasid is because of, you know, providing satisfaction to Ali Muhammad. And the very slogan that they put on their flags, Ar-Rida min Ali Muhammad. We are seeking satisfaction of Ali Muhammad. But unfortunately, they started with this slogan and collected the attention of people. And afterwards, they marginalized the infallible imams, including Imam Ali ibn Musa salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi. And one more point, Brother Namazi. Today in present life, we are busy and indeed we are suffering from a point that we are not educated based on Islamic instructions. Always, always we run. We run after, okay, motivation, activity, and efforts is good. But we have to have our plan. We have to divide our time. To what extent for this life? What about hereafter? What about spiritual aspect? We just run after this world. Cars, houses, luxury life and this. So we just invest all life for what? This is something that we need. This is, I believe, a lesson that we could take from the life of Imam Ali ibn Musa salawatullahi wa salam alayhi. Life satisfaction. Life satisfaction means you have your plan, you do your best, but don't put the whole.
You're satisfied with whatever Allah destines for you.
After you have your planning, your efforts, but don't exhaust yourself.
Yeah.
Don't exhaust. You know, put some for this world and some for hereafter.
Thank you, Dr. Shamli, for your elaboration on the word Ar-Ridha. Now, let's take a break. And after a short break, would you please recite Maqdal for us Inshallah. About Imam Ar-Ridha alayhi salam. So, dear listeners, we'll take a break and we'll be right back.
As-salamu alayk, ya Aba al-Hasan ar-Ridha, ya Aba al-Hasan ar-Ridha.
We're talking about Imam Ar-Ridha alayhi salam with Dr. Abbas Ali Shamli. Dr. Shamli, would you please recite a maqtal for us about Imam Ar-Ridha alayhi salam?
Yes, thank you very much. Indeed, these days, we feel pain. We feel sadness because of the sad occasion of martyrdom of Imam Ali ibn Musa. As Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba offered to us, مَا مِنَّا إِلَّا مَسْمُومٌ أَوْ مَقْتُولٌ. None of the Imams died in their normal way, whether they were empoisoned or they were put into martyrdom. So it provides a lesson of grief and sorrow for us, because we feel loser, we lost the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a'imma, the infallible imams, are the gifts, are the refuge for all of us.
All the sufferings we have is because we don't have them.
Exactly.
Present.
Exactly. And in Da al-Iftitah, we normally recite, Allahumma inna nashku ilayka faqda nabiyyin. We lost our prophet and we lost the infallible imams, one after another. And nowadays, we don't have any refuge to come to put our burden. Which gate?
To ask our questions.
To ask our question. To be released from the pains and the stresses of this life. So let me provide you some statements about the sad occasion of the imprisonment and martyrdom of our mazloom imam, our kind imam, the imam who was entitled by Ar-Ridha and Ra'uf, not only satisfied, but also very kind. The imam, the leader of kindness in the whole world. So we need to express our condolences to Imam Mahdi Ajallallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif and share him with all these pains. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha al-Murtada al-Imam al-Taqiy al-Naghi wa hujjatika ala man fawq al-Ard وَمَنْ تَحْدَ الثَّرَى الصَّدِيقِ الشَّهِيدِ صَلَاةً كَثِيرَةً تَامَّةً زَاكِيَةً مُتَوَاصِلَةً متواترتان مترادفان كأفضل ما صليت على أحد من أوليائك
Sallallahu alayka ya Aba al-Hasan ya Ali ibn Musa. صلى الله عليك وعلى روحك وبدنك صبرت واحتسبت وأنت الصادق المصدق قتل الله من قتلك ولعن الله من ظلمك بالأيدي والألسان يا علي بن موسى أيها الرضا.
Imam Ali al-Ridha called and summoned his helper Aba Salt al-Hirawi and explained to him the exact place, the exact point of his grave, where to be buried, and the way that he must be buried. Imam explained to Aba Salt. Then Imam told Aba Salt, be aware that he will be invited by Ma'mun, the Abbasid Caliph, tomorrow. He added, it will take me a while to be in his office, the office of Ma'mun. When I came back, look carefully. If I have covered my head, don't talk to me. I'm in poison. It is a sign that I'm in poison. If not, come forward and stay with me. I will be ready to talk to you. So look at my hair. Is it covered or uncovered? Aba Salt said, the day after, it was early morning after Fajr prayer. Imam was dressed up and ready in his praying place, mihrab, waiting for Ma'mun's servants to come and pick him up. They arrived. They arrived and requested Imam to go with them to Ma'mun. Aba Salt states, I was with Imam up to the gate of Ma'mun's palace. Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi entered in, and it was a well-prepared session with several tables of fresh fruits. This is the explanation of Aba Salt. Ma'mun was eating grapes. When he saw Imam Ali ibn Musa salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi, he jumped and ran to Imam and hugged him tightly and warmly. He kissed Imam's forehead and in between of his eyes and respected Imam by all means, showing that I love Imam. And there were people around. He then took Imam to his special seat and afforded him a cluster, a bunch of grapes, and said, O the son of Rasulullah, I have not seen such a good fresh grapes like this. Help yourself, please. Imam said, may the grapes of heaven be much better than this. Ma'mun again asked Imam to eat some, and Imam replied, that's okay for me. I do not take it now. Let me not eat grapes now. Ma'mun insisted and finally said, you have to take some. Don't you trust me, O my cousin? I'm your cousin, and I have provided and proved my sincerity to you since a long, long time. Then he took a cluster and offered it to Imam alayhi salam. To show his honesty and righteousness, he took some seeds very carefully and gave the rest to Imam. Imam took the cluster. By his insistence, Imam took three or four seeds and put it in his mouth. And by all sudden, he went sick. His face got yellow and white, and he stood up shivering and started to go home. Ma'mun said, oh my cousin, why so soon? Where do you go now? Imam kept silent. Imam kept silent and said, I'm going to the place that you sent me to. Imam covered his head and walked out of room.
Ya Rasulallah. رسول الله أجرك الله أجرك الله يا ابن الحسن يا ابن الحسن أجرك الله في مصيبة جدك علي ابن موسى أبا سعد says I did not talk to Imam when I saw him in that painful manner. He covered his head, walking slowly. Imam could hardly walk till he arrived at his home gate. He asked me to close and lock all the doors. He walked into his bedroom and laid down on his bed. I was listening. There was a painful voice. I'm thirsty. I feel thirsty. I'm thirsty. I feel thirst. Abba Sad says, I was waiting outside, sad and upset, knowing no what to do, knowing not what to do, impatiently. By all sudden, I came to see an adolescent boy inside the yard going to Imam's bedroom. He was exclusively handsome, shining like a full moon. Very similar in face to Imam Ali al-Ridha. Very similar in face to Imam Ali al-Ridha. I approach him, asking, who are you, man? How could you come inside while all the doors were locked? All doors are locked. I locked them myself. How could you come in? The boy said, the one who brought me from Medina to Tus by only 1 second, he enabled me to enter from locked doors. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Who are you? I asked. He replied, the proof of Allah upon you and upon all faithful people. I am Muhammad. I am Muhammad bin Ali al-Jawad al-Taqi, your Imam and the Imam of all faithful. I have come to see my lonely, helpless, and empoisoned dad. I have come to see my lonely, helpless, and empoisoned dad. Then he ran to Imam's bedroom. When Imam Ridha salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi looked at his young boy, he stood up. He stood up like Prophet Jacob, who hugged his Yusuf. He kindly pressed his son on his chest and kissed him in between of his eyes and took him into his bed. It was not in room. Took Imam into his bed. They started looking and staring nicely one another for a while. It was a silence. It was a long silence. Then Imam Ridha salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi approached his son, whispered him for a long, long time. He provided something to his son, afforded all secrets as his successor. Then Imam Jawad salamullahi ta'ala alayhi walked up, requested me to prepare needs for ghusl and wrapping fabrics.
By all of my surprise, I saw inside house, in yard, things that I had not seen them up to that moment. Imam Jawad washed the body of his dad in the best possible way, wrapped him up, and put the body on an existing heavenly throne. The body flew into the heaven, and Imam Jawad told me, my father Ali al-Ridha joined his grandfather Prophet Muhammad, his father Ali ibn Abi Talib, and his mom Fatima al-Zahra in heaven. Then after a while, the body appeared again on the yard. Imam took the body out and put him on his bed and requested me to open the gate. Imam Jawad said, Ma'amun and his people are waiting outside. Go and open the gate and don't talk about this issue. Yet the lonely Imam, we need to cry and weep for your grandfather, Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. An Imam whose body was left behind on the hot sands of Nineveh for 3 days and 2 nights. O Imam Ali al-Ridha, your body was in cover, done ghusl, and was covered by your son. But the body of your grandfather Imam Hussein was left behind on the hot sands of Nineveh for 3 days and 2 nights, unburied and alone. Angels were making shadow and mourning. Not the holy body of Hussein be burned up in that hot weather in Karbala. There is no life without Hussein. How can we live without Hussein? Hussein, Hussein, Ya Hussein, the love of Fatima, the light of Mustafa, Hussein is our Imam. Hussein is our Imam. As-salamu ala Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha al-Murtada wa ala abaihi wa abnaihi wa as-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Thank you, Dr. Shamli, for this nice maqtal. And dear listeners, we'd like to express our condolences again to you for the martyrdom of Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam. And thank you for listening to Heaven in Grief. Till next time, goodbye.
Allahumma salli ala Ali ibn Musa ar-Ridha al-Murtadha. الإمام التقي النقي وحجتك على من فوق الأرض ومن تحت الثرى الصديق الشهيد صلاة كثيرة تامة زاكية متواصلة متواترة مترادفة كأفضل ما صليت على